This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
With a new year comes new rules for many Ontario homeowners and landlords. As of January 1st, changes to the Ontario Fire Code now require a working carbon monoxide alarm on every level of any residence with a gas-burning appliance, including a furnace, water heater, or stove. According to the Ontario Association of Fire Chiefs, more than 50 people die from carbon monoxide poisoning every year, the majority of which occur during the fall and winter. The previous legislation required a carbon monoxide detector outside of every sleeping area, but officials say the new law is aimed at providing better protection against a deadly gas that can't be seen, smelled, or tasted. Canoe FM spoke with Don Kruger, Minden Hills Fire Chief, to learn why the change in legislation was necessary in providing another level of prevention.
So the previous legislation around carbon monoxide alarms was just you had to, if you have a fuel burning appliance, right? So wood stove, pellet stove, propane stove, natural gas. So any fuel burning appliance, or if you had an attached garage, then you needed to have a carbon monoxide alarm in the home. And that was it. That was the wording, just a carbon monoxide alarm in your home. So the new legislation now the caveat around an attached garage and fuel burning appliances is still there, but they've now just mirrored the regulation around carbon monoxide alarms the same as smoke alarms. So on every level of the home and outside of any sleeping area. Fire chiefs in general have just been pushing for this change to the legislation. And so the fire marshal's office agreed and they were able to convince the government to change the legislation.
Carbon monoxide is produced when fuels such as natural gas, gasoline, oil, propane, wood, or coal are burned. At high concentration levels, carbon monoxide reduces the body's ability to absorb oxygen, quickly affecting the brain and organ function and leading to death. Those exposed to carbon monoxide often experience flu-like symptoms, fatigue, shortness of breath, and impaired motor functions. Depending on the concentration, carbon monoxide can cause unconsciousness quickly and death can occur within minutes. Kruger says a detector is the only way to prevent needless tragedies.
Carbon monoxide is quite deadly. It's odorless, colorless. You know, you can't see it, you can't smell it until it's too late. So the only way to detect it is with an alarm. And so I think it was pretty much a no-brainer. I think anything that helps people get out of their house as soon as they need to is a good thing. And, you know, given what I just said about not being able to detect carbon monoxide in your home, I think the more warning systems that you have in place, the better. So I'm in favor of it.
With a variety of options on the market to choose from, Kruger says it's about finding carbon monoxide detectors that fit your needs and budget. But he adds, there's greater flexibility in where they need to be positioned in homes.
But the same as a smoke alarm, you can get super cheap ones and you can get ones that talk to you and have all kinds of bells and whistles, and hardwired versus battery operated. Like there's so many to choose from, but I would say the average price is probably somewhere between $60 and $80. Unlike smoke alarms that have to be placed on the ceiling, carbon monoxide alarms don't have any kind of a requirement in that regard. So whether you have a dual smoke and carbon monoxide alarm on the ceiling in each level, or whether you have a plug-in one that's on a low plug in a hallway somewhere, it does not matter. As long as you have the required number of carbon monoxide alarms and smoke alarms in your home, you're going to be much, much safer.
While fire departments across Halliburton County won't be going door to door to see that every home is complying with the new carbon monoxide detector legislation, if on scene at a residence, they will check for them and advise homeowners to do so. Kruger says the existing SAVE program, which supplies homeowners within Minden Hills with smoke alarms free of charge, will hopefully be expanded to include carbon monoxide detectors in the future.
We'll do inspections upon request. do inspections upon complaint. If we are in a home, we will be looking. We're always looking to make sure that people have carbon monoxide alarms and smoke alarms in their homes. So we won't be going door to door demanding to make sure that you have all the required alarms in your house. But certainly if we're there, we're going to be looking. And here in Minden Hills, we do have our SAFE program where we provide smoke alarms free of charge to Minden Hills residents. We're able to do that through a gracious donation through the Minden Home Hardware. And so we don't have a program yet for carbon monoxide alarms, but that might be something that we might look into just to try and help out our residents with the cost of getting new alarms in their homes. We'd much rather people have them than not, obviously. So we do our best to make sure that everybody's got all the alarms that they need. It could save your life, right? And it's hard to put a price on that.
For more information on the new legislation, visit the Ontario Fire Marshal's website at ontario.ca or call the nearest fire department.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.